Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Oh, man, what an unconventional convention, to use some creative verbiage here. It, you know, really is interesting, pros and cons. Nice to have you with us. I just want you to be sure that you stick around for the last half of the show, from 9:30 to the top of the hour, as Blue Prairie Group joins us every third Wednesday of the month. And again, they will be doing that today. Gary Silverman, the co-founder and CEO, will be here to talk about Brexit and the effects that Brexit will have on our economy. He will be joining us. The website is blueprairiegroup.com. They're a wealth management firm out of Chicago. And I don't think you'll want to miss this. Well, we talk about the convention. We talk about the pluses and the minuses. Obviously, the big minus, Melania and that Manafort, who I knew very little about, and his cover-up comments. Ridiculous, because you're insulting the intelligence of everyone. You know, and I calls it as I sees it. It's pretty obvious that that Michelle Obama's speech was plagiarized. Is there any? How can you not say it? And he says it's only one or two, three lines. It was more than three lines, and it was almost word for word. So, come on. You know, I might have been born at night, but not last night. I would love to say, no, you know, the remarks were couched. These were her own words. So blatantly obvious, and I don't know how you do damage control. Let's call in a crisis communications PR person on how to handle it. But the best way to do it is, I think, to come on, admit it, that Melania knew nothing about it because she's now taking the heat for it. And I, you know, she's a bright, I think, warm, sensitive, real lady. And Trump is leaving her out to dry. You know, there's two things you can do. One is ignore it, and I don't think it can be ignored, even though the story will eventually disappear. And the other is fire whoever did that. Fire them. I can't imagine anybody doing something that stupid. All right, let's get by that. Let's talk about last night and a couple of talks, one by Donald Trump Jr., very impressive. Again, he was accused of plagiarism, and it turned out that the gentleman, wait a minute now, his name is F.H. Buckley, and I have his book here somewhere. I think it's Frank Buckley, and I think I'm going to be interviewing Frank next Monday in The Way Back. I think this is the same Frank Buckley who wrote the talk, and he'll be joining us with his book, The Way Back. That will be next Monday. All right. Nice talk by Donald Trump Jr. I don't think there's anything you can knock about it. Eric Trump scheduled to speak with Ivanka. Ivanka will be phenomenal. I love Ivanka Trump. All the kids were impressive. It was a nice job by Tiffany Trump last night, young girl, 22, you know, to stand up poised in front of the entire country. You can say what you want about Trump. He's really done a magnificent job bringing those kids up, along with his wives. Let me give them some credit, his three wives. She is the daughter of Marla Maples. But I just thought there was one little thing, and it's so minor it'll never surface, that was tacky. When some of the interviews were being conducted at the convention, one of them was with Eric Trump, who will be talking tomorrow night. And Eric Trump's blonde wife leans over and says, "This will be the best talk of all. Now, this isn't a major thing, but I just found that to be rather insulting. A little bit of sibling rivalry. Pairing him against his two sisters and his brother. It was minor, but it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. What did not rub me the wrong way, and I'm hearing a lot of criticism, was Chris Christie's speech. "Hey, Chris, why didn't you do that when you had the nomination speech for Romney, when all you could do was talk about yourself?" I mean, I still have lasting impressions in 2008 of Chris Christie coming on and just talking about himself. I was so offended that I disliked, and I'm still not a big Christie fan, but I disliked him intensely for doing that. And let me just add to this that last night's talks were great, and obviously there was somewhat of an aversion to recognizing Trump by Paul Ryan and that fake Mitch McConnell. I can't stand Ryan, who called him Donald Day Trump, and a mistake, and we all make mistakes. But I love what Christie did. Christie came on, and in the true sense of being a hard-nosed prosecutor, went right after Hillary and talked about everything she's done. I don't have to elaborate on it. Then asked, "Is she guilty or innocent?" However he worded it, and guilty was followed by "lock her up, lock her up." Now I know a lot of people took offense to that. I didn't. I mean, I loved it. I've been preaching on this show that she should be in prison many, many, many times, and I think it shows the general groundswell of anger and disgust against Hillary Clinton. 56% of the people, in a rather extensive poll, indicated that she should have been indicted by James Comey. I mean, and you know, there'll always be that sector of people, those left wing progressives, those Looney Tunes, who will, no matter what, they'll stick with them morning, noon, and night. So I understand that. We're gonna and now Hillary's gonna come out with her convention in Philadelphia, and she'll wheel out all those disgusting people, Obama, both Obamas, I'm sure, and I'm not even sure of the entire lineup. And she is kind of a dangerous road to go down in order to talk about what she's going to talk about. It's like Mike Barnicle coming on Morning Joe, and how can he talk about plagiarism when he was a plagiarist? So was Doris Kearns Goodwin, who's been a guest on this show, and she's not one of the speakers. But when you've got people on who have to take a stand, and they have committed the same crimes, when I say plagiarism, what I mean is if they knock Melania Trump, whom I feel somewhat sympathetic towards for having that. No, very few people write their own speeches. I mean, if you're a professional writer, you write your own speeches. I do want to make, as I round into the closing moments of this segment, I do want to make an announcement and a plea to a lot of people to go out and see Hillary's America, produced by my, I can't say friend, he's been on several times, but we know each other, and that's Dinesh D'Souza, Obama's America, and the follow-up film to this documentary. This is more than a documentary. It's a first-class feature film, and it's been suppressed in a lot of theaters. So I suggest you go to hillarysamerica.com or go to Dinesh D'Souza, Hillary's America. If you you use the internet, just about everyone does. What you then can do is you just tap onto it, log onto it, click in the zip code, your state, and you'll see what theaters it's playing in. Because I'm itching. I'm itching to see it. I won't be able to see it Friday when it opens. I'll be in New York giving a talk Saturday morning, but I will look forward to seeing that when I get back. And I just ask everyone out there, especially those on the fence, not those who have committed to voting for Donald Trump, to watch that movie. It will be, I guarantee you, revealing to a lot of people who are extremely naive. It won't be overly revealing to me, because this is something I do every single day. But what has to be done to defeat Hillary Clinton should be done. Hillary's comebacks are just absolutely meek. Attacks against Trump for the lesbian gay alliance, everything that really doesn't matter when she's avoiding all of these. Oh, Hillary, you better be ducking. I see some sniper fire here, and it's coming from Bosnia. And lying to the mothers of those of Benghazi. They'll dance around all this, and the suckers will still go for it because they can't help themselves. I mean, they just can't. That's the way it is. You know, if you got your mindset, you're not going to change. But those less liberal Democrats and independents, along with a lot of Republicans who did not come out to vote for Mitt Romney, that's the hope here, because with 18 million who voted in the primaries, you're going to need 65 million to support Trump in the general election, and a lot can happen between now and then. Too early to predict. I'll be back right after these messages. This is Stu Taylor.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
All right, we're back, and we'll go in another direction right now. Joining us is Tammy Hale. She is the author of, wow, what an erotic-sounding book, The Burning Kiss. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, and she's here to join us. Tammy, welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Nice to have you with us. Well, boy, that's quite a title. That hits you right between the eyes to begin with. What's this book about, or should I not ask?
It all started with the Twilight Saga, actually, how it all came about. From in the beginning of the saga of hearing, oh, a vampire could bite me anytime, to towards the end, it was, you know, I wish the vampire would bite my husband. So it got me to thinking, you know, what if a vampire were to bite my husband? And that's how it all came about. It's about a couple. He goes off to work one day, and he's never to be seen again. But Madison, one of the main characters, she's awakened 4 years later by a very passionate kiss from her husband, which thinks she's dreaming, but comes to find out she's not. He was turned into a vampire, and she goes in search for him, and that's how it comes about, The Burning Kiss.
I mean, just my own personal point of view, I love vampire movies, and not to bore the audience or you, but my all-time two favorite vampire movies are the one that was made back in the 30s, I think, the Nosferatu, the Vampire, and another one that was made later with Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt, The Vampire Diaries. What is this tremendous intoxication we have with zombies and vampires, and in my case, you can add werewolves? What is it that makes it so fascinating?
Oh, goodness. The possibilities of what you could do. Zombies, no, I'm not much into that, but the vampire and werewolves are just so many, just the way that they're perceived. Of what their strengths are and what their capabilities are, it's pretty awesome. And of course, we don't know if that's ever really going to be true, but it's something to wish for.
Yeah, in a way, it really is. It's the fascination we have with overwhelming fear. We're just consumed by it. All you have to do is look at the news. Now, is that the reaction people are going to get when they read this book? Are they going to be scared? Are they going to be laughing? Or is it just a great storyline? Is it all of the aforementioned?
Well, a very dear friend of ours wrote a preface for my book, And to him, it was the way he perceived the book was that I had saved his life. He had recently lost his wife, but he was like, if I could ever have the opportunity to have a kiss like that again, he said that would be his ultimate dream. You know, so that's, to me, for mine is never forget to tell your loved ones that you love them. Never forget.
So, you know, so there really is a message there.
Yes.
People who have read this book, have you gotten any feedback?
Oh, yes.
And what kind of feedback?
The most feedback I've gotten so far is, and it's the best one ever, is that they said once they started reading the book, they couldn't put it down. They wanted more. And then once they got done, they were like, oh, is there going to be more? And I said, I'm telling them, yes, actually, there's part two, and I'm in the process of that right now.
How difficult was it to write this book? Have you had any writing experience in the past?
No, never. I just put down the first line of the book came to my head, and then I put it down in words on my computer, and it just took off. I never thought that I would ever become an author or even write of any kind. And before I know it, my husband is like, you really need to send this off. And here I am today. It's just been one amazing ride so far.
Something you'll follow up with, does this have the makings of a series?
I'm hoping to. I'm not sure how far it's actually going to go, but we'll see after I get done with part two.
Was it more difficult developing the storyline or the characters?
Not really. I really had fun doing both, actually. It wasn't that difficult because it was a lot of people say, oh, gosh, it sounds like you intertwine some of your family into it. And so it made it really easy.
No, but just don't tell me there's a nonfiction element to it. The book is The Burning Kiss. It's written by Tammy Hale, and it's published by Tate Publishing. Is there a particular demographic that this book is geared to? Is it people who love horror, or is it a more general audience? What age range?
I would say PG-13 in some areas, not that graphic in detail, but it's mostly a fantasy fiction.
All right, you know, there's terminology for everything in life. I was going to say it's just for books, but what's the hook? If somebody were to say to you in just a few sentences, why should they buy your book, how would you answer that?
Oh, wow, I've never had that question asked before. Oh, wow.
All right. How different is it from other books written on similar subjects? Is there something that differentiates this?
To me, I think it's more a down-home family-oriented. That's the best way I can say that.
All right.
Really,
oh, actually,
that.
That's a very interesting twist on it. We have less than a minute here. What would you like to add that has not been covered in this interview?
For everybody to go buy the book. That would be great.
Well, that's getting right to it. That's not beating around the bush. The Burning Kiss by Tammy Hale. Was it more difficult to come up with the content of the book or the title? Because, you know, having been published, boy, it's tough coming up with a title.
Well, you know, actually, when I was in the midst of writing the book, I was, you know, actually thinking, you know, what's my title going to be here? And as I
got
was
about
going
10
into
seconds.
The book, it's the title, the line came in. The
it just
I was like,
came
oh my
to
God,
you,
I
right?
just named it.
All right, we're out of time. Tammy Hale, thank you so much. The Burning Kiss. This is Stu Taylor coming back with some burning wealth management information.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from. And once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
Just a dream. Just a dream.
Just a dream.
All our plans and all
our. All right, we return as we do the third Wednesday of every month. It's become a tremendous pleasure and honor for me to have Blue Prairie Group representing this show and giving some tremendous wealth management advice. Before I introduce Gary Silverman, I just ask all of you, because there's no cost to do this, to go to blueprairiegroup.com, blueprairiegroup.com. Very quite comprehensive, and the company is involved with institutional retirement, wealth management, financial wellness, and they do an outstanding job, winners of a number of awards. And joining us, as he often does on this show, along with the other tremendously competent staff at Blue Prairie Group, is managing partner and chief investment officer, Gary Silverman. And we're going to talk about Brexit. He's going to talk about Brexit today. Gary, good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Well, good morning, Stu. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, Brexit, new to a lot of people, to others a certain familiarity, and we saw what happened. There was first, I'll ask you, even before we begin, for those, I always have to assume that there is a segment of the population that really doesn't understand it. So before addressing the questions, maybe you should talk about what it is and why it has such importance.
You know, Brexit, which stands for a British exit, basically, with the Brits voting on whether or not to stay as part of the European Union, the single trading bloc that is Europe. It allows for the free flow of goods and services and people across borders. It actually dates back to some treaties from the 1950s in a post-World War II era, and it's been really good for the European economy. However, there's been some negative things, particularly recently with a lot of people flowing in from the turmoil in the Middle East. With the free flow of people across borders, a lot of countries are starting to get a little bit bristled about that. So the Brits took an advisory poll. The ministers, the prime minister and the other ministers, did an advisory referendum, and to everyone's surprise, they voted to leave the European Union. So that's it's a very big deal. It could be the start of the unwinding of the European experiment, perhaps not, and that's part of the issue, is that nobody really knows when you pull on this string how far it will go. The biggest thing about it was probably how unexpected it was. Right up until just a day or two before the referendum, everyone, you know, all the pundits, all the political leaders, were even the odds makers, the bookies, were absolutely confident that the vote would be to stay within the European Union. So this caught everyone by surprise. In fact, I was at a dinner just 2 weeks prior, maybe, before the vote. Tony Blair, the former prime minister, was the speaker, and he all but guaranteed that there would not be a vote to exit. So part of what happened was the surprise about the populist sentiment about anti-globalization, which could definitely have some spillover effects. So it was in some ways, it's not that big a deal. It's only an advisory referendum. There's still plenty of years left for treaty negotiations and unwinding and all that. So not a big deal in some respects. In other respects, it's it could be a tectonic, the start of a tectonic shift.
Right, and I'll have you address, you talked about, in a sense, immigration here, the implications, not having free borders anymore. The other part of this is free trade, big discussions in this country as to whether we get rid of our free trade agreements. Donald Trump has been the spokesperson on this and the damage of NAFTA and other issues. But there's a global strong sense of nationalism, isolationism, populism, I might add, and protectionism. And a lot of that is based upon this. How does this all tie in with the United States and the United States markets? We live in an interactive global economy. You just can't look at things in isolation like you used to. We saw an immediate impact of the market going down. I'm no genius, but I said, we don't have anything wrong with our infrastructure. I think this is temporary. And now look where we are. What do you think the implications are for the American market?
For Britain, the UK accounts for, I'm not sure what it is, 4% or less of the global economy. It's actually rather small. So the impact, the actual impact economically, is going to be, in our opinion, rather muted. It will affect the folks in the UK. There's going to probably be less business investment, lower consumer confidence for a while. Their economy can take a short-term hit. Some of their closer trading partners, the folks over in Europe, will probably see some fall off of demand from the UK. But by the time you cross the pond, as the saying goes, and come over here, the actual economic impacts probably not going to be that great, that big an effect.
Can you differentiate the immediate impact with the longer term potential consequences or benefits?
Yeah. So the short term impact economically. Let's differentiate economically.
Yeah.
Versus the financial markets. Economically, the impact will probably be not that great. The biggest effect economically is going to be from the central banks who are reacting, some would argue overreacting, to the Brexit vote with promises of lower interest rates for longer. That's going to have an effect on our Federal Reserve here, overseas as well. Europe is engaging in that quantitative easing that we had been through. We've now kind of are coming out of that. They are just beginning that and are accelerating it in response to Brexit. So that's going to be the bigger impact, and the markets are going to like that. In the initial aftermath, when people woke up on Friday morning after the overnight vote, markets took an immediate hit. Very severe. People were fleeing risk assets, going to safe havens like treasuries and gold. We had a message out to all of our clients by mid-morning saying that exactly this was going to happen, a flight to safety. We said it was going to be short-lived and that markets would normalize within just a couple of weeks and not to panic, that we were diversified in our portfolios, all the sort of good, prudent things that an investment advisor would recommend to their clients. And I have to say we were wrong because we said it would take a couple of weeks. And by the end of the following week, markets were back to normal, and we're actually at new highs right now.
Every single day. I mean, this is really amazing, and I don't think anybody can give a specific answer as to whether there's any relationship to Brexit or not, or we're just in one of those cyclical moves. And I'm not even asking it in the form of a question unless you want to comment. I have no idea.
Neither do I. I think it comes back to fundamentals. And we are seeing in the U.S. Slow growth, but growth. And all the indicators suggest that we are going to continue to inch along as we push against valuation issues of P.E. ratios and all that kind of stuff. But we're not at the limits where it's going to cause a market crash. There's no recession on the immediate horizon based on any of the numbers. So we're limping along, and as we limp along with the thought of easy money, that props the market higher. So I think that's what we're seeing. But like you said, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, uncertainty and what drives the market as much as anything, obviously, with the outside the breakdown of the system itself, is fear. Fear drives the markets, the unknown, the uncertainty. So I'll ask this question just before we go to a break here, and then I know you're going to really have to answer it after the break. And that is, what should an investor do? We have a lot of people, 53% of the people who are invested in the market, they really don't know. What's your advice right now? And I may have to cut you off and pick it up.
Well, the short advice would be do nothing. If you have a diversified portfolio that's appropriate for you and your goals, there's nothing that's happened with Brexit that should cause you to really do anything differently than you were doing before. There are things you want to watch out for, and we can talk about those after the break. But again, I don't want to over-elaborate it. The answer is there's really no immediate need to do anything differently, assuming that you were well-diversified and well-positioned beforehand.
All right, so calm down out there, folks. And I know it's easy to be calm right now as the market continues to escalate every day. I'm enjoying it as much as you do, being invested, but exercise caution. It's much easier to head south than it is north, if you follow my reasoning. This is Stu Taylor rejoining us. We'll be managing partner and chief investment officer for Blue Prairie Group. Gary Silverman.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back to school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure.
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Steve Forbes, chairman of Forbes Magazine and Forbes Media. You can't do any better in the morning than starting with Stu Taylor. He'll give you what you need to get through the day and prosper in the future.
I am delighted to have Gary Silverman back with us, as we have been featuring Blue Prairie Group every third Wednesday of the month, and a lot of people can get some valuable advice without spending the money for a consultant. Just go to blueprairiegroup.com, and you'll see all the areas of expertise that they specialize in and do so well. Gary, we went into the break with the topic being addressed about what an investor should do. Let me put a little twist on that by saying, what should an investor look out for?
That is a really, really good question. There are a couple of things that are happening with Brexit or in this post-Brexit world that we do worry about, that we're looking at. We wouldn't necessarily recommend any immediate portfolio changes, but just like when the subprime thing started back in 07, people thought it was contained. They sort of saw something happening. They didn't know what. And it took a good full year later, 11 months later, before Lehman collapsed. And then everything sort of went to heck in a handbasket after that. So we see a couple of things happening that we are concerned about, that we're watching. We are not recommending any changes, but British real estate has been plummeting, both in home sales. Sales of new construction are down 34% in the last quarter alone, which is very, very significant and could have a lot of ramifications. And commercial property is also being hit really hard within the UK because people are concerned about the UK leaving Europe, will London still be the financial hub, or will that move to Paris or Lisbon or something else? So people are very concerned. There were actually seven very large commercial real estate funds, kind of like REITs, but they're not REITs, that stopped redemptions. They actually put liquidity restrictions and gates in place because they didn't have the cash, kind of like when the money market funds, the reserve fund, stopped redemptions back in 08, right before or right at the time, right after Lehman crashed. Similar things are happening in the UK, and we don't know what kind of contagion that might lead to. We don't think any, but it's something that you have to look out for and be very, very concerned about. The other thing that concerns us is with all the easy money and the advent of negative interest rates, where you actually have to pay money to the government to have them hold your assets, basically negative interest rates. We're seeing that in some spots in Europe with all the promises of lower for longer and easy money. You know, once you break that barrier of negative interest rates, there's really no bottom to how low it could go. You know, general economic theory always had a bottom of zero for interest rates, and then you can run all of your economic theories and economic models based on that. But if you can go negative, there's no limit to how low you can go. It's kind of like the event horizon where you just can't see beyond that, and then all the old formulas no longer work. So that becomes a really worrisome thing. If money has a negative interest rate, do you pay people to buy things from you? Where does it go? So we're in uncharted territory, and you know, we're not worried about money becoming worthless, but we are worried about the unknown and not knowing what it implies. So,
and it's interesting, the political consequences of this, because it's a matter of how things are worded. You want to talk about decreasing deficits? Yeah, there's truth to it. But if you've increased them and tripled them, and then you lower it by 3%, you've technically decreased it. We're talking about GDP, which can actually grow at a decelerated rate. And for those people who don't pay attention, they're not reading actually what it says. Having said that, let me just switch off here. And have you discussed, in just a little bit more detail, the issues revolving around maybe trade and immigration and regulation. There are potential net benefits in the areas of a more tailored immigration policy, and that means making more trade deals, perhaps lowering levels of regulation and savings. And in each of these areas, how much will the benefits of Brexit apply, or is that really an unknown commodity?
There's an old expression: where you stand on an issue depends upon where you sit. The whole there's a global reaction, a negative feeling right now toward trade and globalization. You see it across the developed world, at least. And it manifests itself here in the U.S. with support for Donald Trump, but also Bernie Sanders, who was looking more at the negative side of the global trade equation in terms of its impact on jobs and whatnot. And you see the same thing happening in Europe. In Europe, they have the added concern about the refugee crisis, which is different than the trade crisis, although the trade implications, it's not a crisis. So depending upon whether you believe in free trade or you believe in workers, there's this growing sentiment anti-global trade. We happen to believe global trade is good and are big supporters of it, though there is a ripple effect on workers. And that's just, you can't hold back that. You might not like the fact that the tide is coming in and ruining your sandcastle, but you can't stop the tide just by wishing it away. So we think that the globalization is good, but there could be a lot of political pushback against that, and we're seeing that now. We're partly seeing that with the Brexit vote, and that concerns us because if there is a wave of nationalist sentiment that sweeps across the developed world, you can see that with the nationalist front in France gaining ground, and that could really create an anti-trade environment, which would be very bad for the economy. Globally speaking,
need maybe a quick answer, yes or no, because we're running out of time here. But would you say the range of outcomes for production and manufacturing is wider than for services?
That's a great question, and not significantly. I think it might be slightly, the range of outcomes might be slightly wider if you're looking globally, but not significantly.
All right. On that note, this is what we do when we're up against the clock. I want to thank you as always, Gary. Stay on after we close out here. That's Gary Silverman, Blue Prairie Group, blueprairiegroup.com, talking about Brexit. We'll see him the third Wednesday of next month. We'll see you all tomorrow with a jam-packed show. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.